Introduction. Army leaders are the competitive advantage the Army possesses that neither technology nor advanced weaponry and platforms can replace. Developing leaders is a complex and complicated undertaking because it is primarily a human endeavor, requiring constant involvement, assessment, and refinement. Today's Army demands trained and ready units with agile, proficient leaders. Developing our leaders and ourselves is integral to our institutional success today and tomorrow. It is an important investment for the Army's future because it builds trust in relationships and units, prepares leaders for future uncertainty, and is critical to readiness and our Army's success. Leader development programs must recognize, produce, and reward leaders who are inquisitive, creative, adaptable, and able to exercise mission command. Leaders exhibit commitment to developing subordinates through executing their professional responsibility to teach, counsel, coach, and mentor subordinates. Successful programs that develop leaders incorporate accountability, engagement, and commitment, create agile and competent leaders, produce stronger teams and organizations, and increase expertise. Developing leaders involves many practices to ensure people have opportunities to fulfill their goals, and the Army has capable leaders in position and ready for the future. Practices include recruiting, accessions, training, including coaching, teaching, mentoring, fostering, and advocating self-development, education, assigning, promoting, broadening, and retaining the best leaders while challenging them over time with greater responsibility, authority, and accountability. Army leaders assume progressively broader responsibilities across direct, organizational, and strategic leadership levels. FM6-22 integrates doctrine, experience, and best practices by drawing upon applicable Army doctrine and regulations, input of effective Army officers, warrant officers, non-commissioned officers, and Department of the Army, DA, civilians, recent Army leadership studies, and research on effective practices from the private and public sectors. This manual is about how to develop leaders to become skilled leaders. The Army's broader family of field manuals develops leaders' technical and tactical expertise. Branches identify the technical and tactical knowledge and skills for specific grades and positions. Talent management and leader development are linked but separate processes. The Army develops individuals to be effective leaders. Talent management is an administrative process that puts the right person in the right job. Army leaders develop themselves and others by planning, prioritizing, and engaging in development, even when resources are limited. Gaining self-awareness through feedback gained from performance counseling and assessments. Integrating development into day-to-day activities. Taking advantage of opportunities to provide constructive feedback. Strengthening leader attributes and competencies during developmental activities. This manual is not intended to be consumed in a single sitting, although it is laid out in a fashion where that is possible. The information in this manual is best digested and absorbed one chapter at a time, with time for reflection and digestion in between readings. FM6-22 contains 5 chapters that describe the Army's doctrine covering how to develop leaders. Chapter 1 discusses the Army's tenets for developing leaders, leader development challenges, leadership requirements, building teams, and development transitions across organizational levels. Chapter 2 addresses the fundamentals for developing leaders in units by setting conditions, providing feedback, and enhancing learning while creating opportunities. Chapter 3 provides information on the individual's self-development process, starting with identification of strengths and developmental needs, setting goals, and creating individual development plans. Chapter 4 provides recommended learning and developmental activities for the attributes and competencies. Chapter 5 discusses creating unit programs to develop teams of leaders and assessing unit programs. The references section includes pertinent links to recommended websites and developmental readings.